Looks like much cooler for the rest of the week. Good running weather for the weekend for the 2015 Chili Pepper Festival. Friday and Saturday, Jay Lewis, festival organizer, with us right now. And Jay, I could read the list of events over the Friday and Saturday period, but man, that's a long list. So why don't we hit some of the highlights?
Well, Friday we have a 1 mile run that, you know, anyone can do, and it's a great one because it's mostly downhill.
Nice.
So it's the fastest 1 mile in the area.
Nice.
Yeah. And we called it the Tom Lewis Chili Pepper Dash in memory of Tom Lewis, who helped from the beginning, back in 88, giving them money, loaning them vehicles, and just making this thing happen.
Right.
And you know, since 1988, we've given back $445,000 back to local schools.
That's crazy, isn't it?
That's amazing.
For a lot of programs,
and
it just
wonderful.
It wouldn't even exist right now if it weren't for that. And you said, Jay, about $45,000 back to local schools just this year, right?
For this year.
Wow, tremendous work you guys do. And Saturday, it's a crowded little section of Fayetteville there, isn't it?
It is. It's a little quieter than Bike Blues.
But it is? Yeah. Yeah, all the engines are inside. Yeah.
There's a little screaming going on for your favorite team, but we're off by Agri Park, just off Garland, at the University of Arkansas Cross Country Course, and there'll be about 5,400 runners.
Yeah.
And then, you know, about that many parents.
At least as many, yeah.
And grandparents watching their kids.
So if you're just the regular Joe that likes, you know, to jog on the weekends or just likes to stay in shape, you want to get involved in this great event, how do we do that? Is there still opportunities to do that?
You bet. We've got, like I said, the 1 mile and a 5K was new last year and a 10K.
Okay.
And you can just jump on our site at chilipepperfestival.org.
Yeah.
That's C-H-I-L-E.
Don't make the mistake that I always used to and go after this soupy stuff. It's chilipepperfestival.org, right?
Right, and they can sign up through Thursday or sign up at the course.
You want to take advantage of online. That's just the better way to do it.
Easier. Just saves a little money, and then you walk up and you feel like a preferred customer.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to save time and money, and that's key.
Actually, we have a VIP option.
Do you really?
Yeah, and so that one's pretty sweet. Nice. You get a parking pass. You drive up to Rockstar parking
right through everybody and park the front. Nice. The
sheriff's deputy waves at you. He knows your name already in a good way.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's usually a bad thing, but yeah. What about the merchandise this year? You guys got some pretty nice merchandise again.
Oh, we do. We always have a lot of fun with the T-shirts.
Sure, it's fun.
And
yeah.
This year, you know, the superheroes were such a big thing, so we have some super peppers.
Super peppers.
And we also have a great surprise for the open category prizes.
All right. So we'll keep it a surprise. I have no idea what you're talking about, but we'll find out on the weekend.
But you'll feel like a superhero when you get that prize.
All right.
And you'll feel really good after you've had the food after the run, too, and stuff.
I'm reading
of food.
Jay, tell me this is just a joke, right? 500 pounds of taco meat, sandwich meat, 1,000 pounds of fruit, 100 gallons of salsa. That's all real?
That's our shopping list.
Oh, my gosh.
What kind of cart do you need for that? My goodness.
Well, I tell you, Jose's always helps us.
Yeah, I love
Ordino's, and Benny Keith is a huge partner, and they bring a refrigerated semi up.
Wow.
And they leave empty.
Yeah.
That's
comes
crazy.
Full, leaves empty.
Wow. Talk about some of the sponsors that are involved this year.
Yeah, we've really been blessed to have a lot of local sponsors just stay with us because they believe in the program and helping kids run. Jose's, of course, I mentioned Timex, Tyson, Cliff Bar, Power Bar. You get both of those bars helping. You've got J.B. Hunt. You've got Feltner Brothers, who those skinny kids down the street, they still run.
Yeah.
And Arvest and Signature Bank, Bank of Fayetteville, Crossline Construction. It just goes on. I mean, we have about 35 or so sponsors that are helping out.
This is a huge, great community event that's been going on since the 80s. A ton of community support, and it's become really a national event right here in Northwest Arkansas.
If you're in the track and field and cross-country circles, I mean, everyone knows about Chili Pepper.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
Coach Harder and Bucknam from the University of Arkansas always encourage other teams to come in and run with the Hogs.
Cool. All right, Jay, tell us the website, because there's a ton of stuff to go over. Tell us the website one more time to get all the info we need.
It's chilipepperfestival.org, so C-H-I-L-E, pepperfestival.org.
And it's Friday and Saturday of this week. Jay, good luck. Thanks for coming in. Looks like great weather, by the way, so it should be a great event this year.
Nobody wash their car, and we'll see you Saturday.
Did you know our iHeartRadio app?